Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce, so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. Kind of kicking it over, would you be able to tell everyone a little bit about what you're currently working on over at the city of Austin? And I guess how you, if you could share some of the interesting ways that you are looking at applying AI to government work.
So, yeah, so thank you, Jaden, for that introduction. So I'm currently working as a senior data scientist at the City of Austin's Office of Innovation. We are a small team of different kinds of data sets and skill sets that we bring. So my role in the team is basically working on the quantitative side of research and analytics. So right now we are holding a lot of different projects where we are trying to improve the awareness of these newer technologies like data science, analytics, as well as artificial intelligence, and how it can be used, especially in context of local government. In my opinion, artificial intelligence and all of these emerging technologies are pretty crucial in making the government more transparent and accountable. So I always feel that we need to make the government services more efficient, more accessible to the public. And then it is also a great tool to improve the how government communicate with the public. A very great example, you are seeing a lot of chatbots at different places throughout the government settings as now as well. So basically where you are seeing that the daily activities where people used to go and maybe go to a portal, pay their bills, now it is being used, the chatbots are being used to automate that process, making sure that it is effective and making it more accessible to the public. So I very these technologies are pretty good.
Very cool. I do like that. That's a cool concept to be able to use like a chatbot to help you through your portal. I know for a lot of things government related, like I'm just thinking to myself over here, I believe it's through like my city's government website that I like pay my like electric and gas bills and that kind of stuff. And sometimes there's really confusing things in there I can't figure out. So having those chatbot experiences for that kind of stuff, I think could definitely be like a beneficial to customers, right? But also I think this is beneficial to, you know, the city itself and being able to perhaps alleviate some of the work that customer service reps and that kind of have, those kind of people have. What are some of the unique challenges of implementing AI in a government setting, do you think?
That's such a great question. So I think the two big things of implementing any AI product or technologies, in my opinion, the data should be reliable and then data should be accurate. I always feel that these two things are the basic pillars of making any AI projects or any tools and technologies. So making sure that your data is reliable, you don't have any ethical issues connected with the data should be up to date. And then it should be, the format of the data should be in a particular way that any AI technologies can be used. So like data standards, data governance, and all of these things are pretty important, especially from the data local government perspective, because we have a lot of data. So every city collects and owns a lot of data. But what is important is to have that reliability and availability. And making sure, again, going back to the first point that you raised, that it should be transparent and the trust of the public should be maintained with whatever tools and technologies we are building. So I think these are some of the great examples. So reliability, accessibility, I believe, are like the two basic challenges of using any AI tool in a government setting.
Okay. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Definitely some unique challenges there. You know, you mentioned talking about, you know, data management and whatnot. I'd be curious to pick your brain on, like, how do you approach data management and, you know, pipeline development to ensure the success of AI projects at the City of Austin?
So I think like the first step even on this data management should be to define the data strategy.
Okay.
So data strategy can differ based on the type of organization. So for city government or any kind of the government setting, I think it is important to have the principles and practices to ensure how data is collected, how it is stored, managed, and then used.
Mm-hmm.
So it has, you always have to consider those factors while you are doing any kind of data management. The second, for example, City of Austin has its own open data portal.
Okay.
They have a comprehensive inventory of different kinds of data assets city owns. So this is usually accessible by the general public. It has a big catalog which I can identify and manage all the data assets. You can go download, create some visualizations on your own. And then City of Austin especially owns a lot of different types of tools and technologies within the company, which is being used to create better platforms like Tableau. We have Power BI.
Okay.
A lot of our housing department use ArcGIS. So all of these tools and technologies, I believe, are pretty important to make sure that we are having that data management aspect. And then The second point of your question on the pipeline development,
yeah,
I think just making sure that we have the backend process intact. In maybe the later stage of the podcast, I'm going to talk about a project which we recently did at Innovation Office, where I can give you an example of how important it is to have that data pipeline stored. So again, a good team of data engineers, good mix of data engineers, data scientists, data analysts is very important to make sure that you have this lifecycle process intact in terms of any data project you are working on.
Okay. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Specifically, something I'd be curious in asking you about is, what do you kind of see the role that AI is playing in making governments more transparent and accountable, right? This is something you talked about a little bit at the beginning. You mentioned that it has this ability, but like, what role do you see AI really playing in that?
So I think there can be like multifaceted approach to this. So I gave you an example of a chatbot making the government services more accessible to the general public. That's an example. There can be a lot of natural language processing algorithms that can be used to basically understand texts and speeches. We get a lot of council member meetings. We get a lot of inside citywide meetings that are conducted. So we can do a lot of those natural language processing there. Again, predictive analytics is a factor to understand and see what impact the different events can get. Another example, very local to Austin, we got a big snowstorm in 2021. No one was ready for it. So we got a lot of issues with that. Mm-hmm. How data can be used to understand the kind of impact and making sure that we are ready if there is any kind of such event in the future. That can also be like a good example of how AI can be used. A risk assessment, again, security, making sure that we are ready for any kind of fraudulent or any kind of bad thing happening with the data, as well as like in general the city services. AI can be used there. And then public access, make it easier. Maybe I in the recent the conference that I recently attended, I saw a company where there was a device where it was like a glass which you can wear, and then you can in real time see the translation of someone speaking to you in a different language.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if you are talking to me in English and let's say I am a native Spanish speaker, mm-hmm. I'm getting the real-time translation in front of my eyes, which can help me in like better translating to you rather than me holding a phone in my hand, asking you to say something, translate it, read it, and then speaking it. So I think these kinds of technologies are pretty great, especially from the government perspective of how it can affect like the residents of the city.
Very cool. Okay, that's super cool. You know, you mentioned this just before this, talking about some specifics. I would love to hear them. I'm wondering if you could share maybe a specific project where AI has been, you know, has had a significant impact. And, you know, you mentioned like chatbots and whatnot, but perhaps there's other areas. I'm wondering if you have any interesting specific projects you've been working on.
Yeah, so I can talk about a very recent project that we have done here at City of Austin. So I led a project called Neighborhood Prosperity Dashboard,
okay.
which is basically a neighborhood level decision support tool that shows the current state of multiple prosperity related factors. And okay. Again, it is on a neighborhood level scale, so pretty zoomed in understanding of how residents in different parts of Austin are thriving. It incorporates an index of more than 80 different data variables across the five big categories: economics, health, education, civic engagement, as well as social justice. Mm-hmm. So basically with that dashboard, you get to see the state of neighbors and neighborhoods so that different city departments can use it to operationalize their resources. It is being used a lot here at City of Austin to make a lot of important policy decisions. We are right now in the process of reaching out to different city departments and demonstrating it so that they can include it as a part of their daily operations. So they can do it, use it to allocate resources or developing new services for the city. And then the platform that we created, going back to the initial point I said about the pipeline development, the tool that we created holds a lot of data. And then in the backend, it also is made with the fact that it can update whenever there is a new data set available.
Okay.
And then in terms of reliability, we have used data sets from a lot of different data sources, census being one of them. We have some of our own local data. We got data from CDC's website. We got some data from the state of Texas, some data from the Travis County. So it's a collection of different types of data. And we are making sure that once the data becomes available, we are able to update the dashboard to show the latest information.
Very, very cool. Wow, what an interesting project. You know, working on some of these really interesting projects, I'd be curious, you know, what advice would you give to other cities looking to implement AI in their governmental operations?
I think that's a great question. I think the first part of starting with any kind of such projects is to have a clear understanding of your goals. So what are you trying to achieve with implementing, let's say, AI? Do you have clear understanding of your goals? And then do you have buy-in from your stakeholders being both the city staff, the executive leadership, as well as the residents? You need that buy-in from all different parties. And then some suggestions that I would make to the city: start small. You don't have to start with like a very big citywide project. Start small. Create a prototype, see if they have usabilities. And then the second point is be transparent. Be transparent in front of your city residents or other, like whatever, whoever your customer is, of what you are doing, what kind of data you are using, and what is the end goal of that project. And then lastly, but very important, be responsible. Mm-hmm. I think you have to use AI in a responsible and ethical way. Which what does it mean? That you have to be fair, unbiased, and transparent. And then you also have to make sure that you are protecting the privacy of the citizens.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And I think that is really, really good advice. Something I'd be curious on asking you about is, you know, as you're kind of working and implementing this, you're kind of on the forefront of AI in government work right now. I feel like you're doing some really impressive things. I'm wondering, what are some emerging trends in AI that you think are going to have a, you know, significant impact on government services in the next few years?
I think hearing that question, the first thing comes to my mind is generative AI. You are seeing it everywhere now. I think ChatGPT made a record of most number of users in a short amount of time, like ever. It is like the most used app. So again, generative AI is the first one. It is very transformative. If you, again, use it ethically and use it in a responsible way, it can improve your communication, your document creation, and service delivery. What I usually tell to people who ask me question, should I use generative AI? That you can use it, but use it for the repetitive tasks and not for something where you have to back that with the data, because again, these tools and generative AI platforms are changing, but they are still lagging a lot in terms of like giving out the exact and correct data set. So I would say for that, generative AI is great. Again, responsible AI is again an important point. So developing any AI model in a responsible and ethical way, protect the privacy of your citizens, recognize the need of adopting these responsible AI practices. And then I'm thinking this is going to be a trend that is going to be here for some time in the next future as well. Another aspect or approach that I'm thinking is going to take over in the next few years is the multimodal AI.
Okay.
It's basically when you are going to bring like images, text, as well as like the structured data together and create some tools based on that. So for example, when you have like NPD, for example, that neighborhood crossfire dashboard, I gave you an example, right now it is being backed by the data. Mm-hmm. What if we also bring the feedback from the community actually living in those neighborhoods? What if we can bring some kind of documentation, some kind of text, speeches, feedback from people and try to implement it? Chatbot is again an example of multimodal AI where you are bringing all the processes into a form of a text-based software. So it can help you gain that understanding. And I would say this is going to be something which is being used a lot all across the domains, not only in government, but also in private organizations too.
That is so fascinating. It's been incredible to have you on the podcast. You've shared some incredible insights, advice, and also some trends you see. If you know people are interested in contacting you, perhaps people that are also working on implementing AI into local governments or just other areas, what is a good way for people to reach out to you to find you?
Oh, I think the best way is to reach me on LinkedIn. I'm here on LinkedIn with Prakar Bajpayee, my name. And then if you want to learn more about, in general, about what we are doing at City of Austin, I would suggest reaching out at innovation@austintexas.gov. So innovation@austintexas.gov. That would be a great place to start that conversation. And I would encourage all of your listeners to come and check what we are doing, give us the feedback, and then we can basically co-create any kind of product if you want.
Amazing. So fascinating. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. And to the listeners, thank you so much for tuning in to the AI Chat podcast. Make sure to rate us wherever you listen to your podcasts and have an amazing rest of your day.
If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.